Feel your feet on the ground and rooting into the energy of Mother Earth and the heart of the mother. We're nursing off the Great Mother. All of our concepts are going to disintegrate. Every religious concept, every historical concept, even every psychological, emotional, mathematical, everything is going to evolve into a new frequency, new knowledge, new wisdom. All of it's going to disintegrate and reformulate. But it's not going to reformulate in an instant. We're going to be living through a period of time where we need to be able to tolerate the unknowing. And that means being able to ground and center and receive the loving nourishment, keeping our energy replenished, circulating and releasing the heavy energy on a daily basis so that we don't convince ourselves of things that are no longer applicable in the new paradigm. You'll be discovering so much more about what this sacred circle really is. There will be more unfolding about who you are and what we're doing together. And let's just, if you think you know what we're doing, let's just let some energy into there and let it freshen up a bit. Let's let go of what we think we know in any form and allow ourselves to be in a state of nourishment, of unknowing, of connected to our soul essence, and to fortify that so that we have our center to stabilize us and we don't have to grasp outside of ourselves for safety. So when we're in the realm of the sacred feminine, we're nursing off the Great Mother, okay? We're using words like gestating. We're allowing something to gestate in our being and grow in a dark space until it comes out to reveal itself. We're being held in the arms of the mother. We are held in the lineage of the loving energy of the universe. And in the masculine, we're receiving the pure wisdom, the pure light that penetrates through the darkness to help fertilize what's lying invisible in the dark so that it can grow. We're surrounded by the protective arms of the pure masculine. It's an igniting energy. And the pure masculine and the pure feminine are always in circulation in a dimensional way, not a linear way. It's really challenging to go beyond the linear. And allow the experience of the dimensional to just be without trying to break it apart into its fragments and parts. Are you following me here? As we open up to the dimensionality in our being, our fascia actually does start to release. And it's held by those leather bands, which are one-dimensional in the 3D world, thoughts and feelings. And the fascia responds to the opening into dimensional being. So again, sense your feet, your seat, the energy circulation. And what if even the notion of death is the result of the low frequency Kali Yuga period that we've been in, and that our whole experience, conception, ability to know what this next phase of being is? So in look at what surrounds the word death. It is really constricted, and everything about it, from how the medical system looks at it, the religious system looks at it, everything is gonna needs to burst open. And allow all kinds of new possibility and fresh opportunities to understand who we are and what happens. And even our concept that our body actually dies could be way off, too. I mean, that's how much we're changing. Look how much fear is around death. And we carry that, from our whole lives. And it really limits our thinking and creates an underlying persistent fear that's really tragic, actually. So everything we believe and think we know is changing. And it's changing into another cycle that's not necessarily the end cycle either. But the planetary energy is shifting, humanity's energy is shifting, and we're living in the initial stages of the shift. Now light's starting to come into the circle. And the places that are the hardest to notice, where the old conditioning is operating, is in the most common interactions with our family, our friends, and people at the grocery store or at work. Just the automatic reactions. And how many beliefs are involved in an automatic or reflexive reaction or judgment? And because there are so many conditioned and limiting beliefs in every single reaction and judgment, that when one of you reports breaking that cycle and opening up to a new, fresh response. I'm thrilled. I think that is the epitome of embodied spirituality, that it could reach into those little interactions. And it's that deeply written in your bones, as they say. Invite your legs to relax a little more, your calf muscles and thighs, and allow the tailbone to soften and release as best as you can. Come into process and flow. And celebrate each release and softening and relaxation. Each relief from pressure and speediness in the head. Each deeper breath. Each sense of wholeness and return to sanity within yourself. Or in process, the beautiful light is coming up from below and descending from above and processing the heavy energies. And yes, we each have heavy energies. And yes, they can be processed by Mother Earth and Father Sun. It is possible to clear on a daily basis and come back to a sense of well-being without the burdens of fear. And anxiety. And yes, it's a journey for each one individually. Appreciate each breath. Adjust your body as needed. Feel your feet embedded in the earth. And notice the upswelling and encompassing, soothing energy that surrounds you and fills you so that the distinction between the inner and the outer dissolves. It's not this or that. It's your wholeness and your holiness. And we just think that because we've been conditioned that there's an inside and an outside of the body, that they're different. But maybe they're not. So there's lightness coming into the circle. And notice how you experience lightness. Is it somatic, Do you have images, sounds? Does a song come up in your head? What's your way of experiencing lightness versus heaviness? So, for the Quechua people in Peru and South America, they just have heavy energy and light energy, and it's all relative. There's not one kind of light energy, and there's not one kind of heavy energy. There's a sense of lighterness and a sense of darkerness. And how can you allow more lightness? And how do you know that? Tonight we're really breaking up. So many concepts set in concrete. They're not set in stone. Stone wouldn't hold that, but concrete would. This is like concrete blocks being broken up. So there's a beautiful light intelligence beaming into the circle, beaming a ray to each one of us. There's a light intelligence coming up from the earth, flowing into us. And from here, we greet Mother Earth. And we're greeting her with our light intelligence. Intelligence to intelligence. And we greet the nature spirits and nature, the flowers, the animals, the birds, and the spirit of the trees and the waters. The light and the sun and the sky, all the elements and elementals, all the living intelligence. That coagulates into matter. And matter is not inert, it's a living intelligence. It's not the end of the line. like we've been taught. Sense of spaciousness that's opening up in you. And yes, there's still some heaviness, but sense of spaciousness. And as you do, feel your hands activating. Maybe there's some energy flowing through your fingers and palms. Maybe your heart's lighting up. Your tailbone dropping a little more and releasing in the hips and pelvis. The calf muscles dropping and softening. Energy in the area of the navel and the pelvis. If you allow that to expand. It's as if you're sitting in the center of the chakra or energy field, the Dantian area, just below the navel. And lightly being there, present, and letting that area somatically open up. Energetically open up. You might feel how it's aligning and righting the integrity of your body. In clearing of the mind, settling of the mind. And a higher frequency energy is settling into the circulation of the circle. But maintain that awareness in the pelvis, in the navel to pubic bone area in the front and the back. Note how you experience that. Allow all the thoughts to sink into that lower energetic area. Opening up the channels between the mind and the pelvis. Go. As we're doing this, we are reconstructing the sacred geometry of our field. We basically live with our field in disarray. And as we ground and reconnect, we are reconfiguring our field in the sacred geometry patterns that provide order, that provides wholeness and understanding. You know, like the flower of life pattern, or a geodesic dome, or a pyramid. All those fractured connections are starting to reconfigure and come back into order. Our nervous system starts to regulate. All this happens all simultaneously. Allow yourself to dissolve into this formative stage. And as we clear the way for higher frequency energies to come in, we become configured in our divine configuration. We literally go through a reconfiguring. And feel how slowly and gently we're coming into harmony with ourselves. And as we come into more harmony where the field is reconstructed, wisdom, higher intelligence emerges. It just emerges. We're finally flowing enough light that we're starting to feel a little bit of peace, a little bit of presence. Open up your sense of yourself. Letting go of how you look, how you feel, how you think, what others think of you. And let yourself be your higher intelligence, your wholeness. And don't try to identify name, figure. Allow yourself to be in the wholeness. This allows the freeing up of all those strictures on the personality level in the biological sense, past life, all of it. Take a few deep breaths. And so, this type of experience is not realized in the experience, it's realized afterwards. We've been stretched, breathed into, informed by greater intelligence, by the light, by Mother Earth, Father Sun, the spirit of the water, the fire, the air, the ether, and the directions. We've been infused. And now we'll see how that ripples into our lives and consciousness. Allowing it to be unknown right now. And let's bless everyone in the circle. wishing all kinds of healing and wisdom and love. For everyone here, let that sense of abundance that you wish for everyone to include yourself. And so this week, spend time practicing being aware of the energy and waking it up in the lower abdomen and noticing how you feel and what happens for you there. Okay. Beautiful, many blessings. We took it very slow and detailed today because we're working on our patience and allowing ourselves to be in process. And to patiently allow the sparks that we received tonight, the flow and healing that we received tonight, how that expresses through our being this week. I hope you're surprised. So many blessings, and have a beautiful week.